who represented the king in person, who represented the country, and that, as the orders were transmitted from the captain through the lieutenant, and from the lieutenant to the midshipmen, who, in their turn, communicated them to the whole ship's company. In fact, it was the captain alone who gave the orders, and that everyone was equally obliged to obey. Indeed, as the captain himself had to obey the orders of his superiors, the admiral and the admiralty, all on board might be said to be equally obliged to obey. Captain Wilson laid a strong emphasis on the word equally as he cautiously administered his first dose. Indeed, in the whole of his address, he made use of special pleading, which would have done credit to the bar, for at the same time he was explaining to Jack that he was entering a service in which equality could never for a moment exist. If the service was to exist, he contrived to show that all the grades were levelled, by all being equally bound to do their duty to their country, and that, in fact, whether a seaman obeyed his orders, or he obeyed the orders of his superior officer, they were in reality only obeying the orders of the country, which were administered through their channels. Jack did not altogether like this view of the subject.